Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us on the Kirk Church Podcast. I'm Aaron Elmore, lead pastor at Kirk at the Hills, located in Tulsa, Oklahoma. This is where you can hear messages from all our pastors and guest speakers. Make sure to subscribe and share with anyone who follows the Kirk. If you want to know more about us, visit us at thekirk.com, like us on Facebook, or follow us on Instagram at The Kirk Church. Let's get started with today's episode.
All right. Well, we're going to do our message a little different today. There's going to be four of us sharing the message, and that doesn't mean it's going to be four times as long. We're going to try to keep it even shorter than normal, but it's going to be fun because I get to speak, and my daughter Paige is going to tell a story, and then Cody is going to speak, and his son Truett is going to tell a story from his life as well. So this is my daughter Paige. She is a senior at Metro this year, and I'm going to turn it over to her.
All right. So last month, I turned 18, and two of my older siblings live in another state, so I already knew that they weren't going to be able to be there in person, and so I kind of accepted that my birthday was going to look a little different this year, and so we had planned to FaceTime that weekend, and I was really excited about it. I was counting down to it, but little did I know that they were planning on coming and surprising me. So then, at the exact time that we were supposed to FaceTime, they actually walked through the door. And I was so shocked, I didn't even know what to do. But the FaceTime didn't even matter anymore, because having them there in person was so much better. And the joy that I felt was unreal, and just having them with me meant everything. Family is such a gift from God, and that moment really reminded me how special just being together is. That whole experience makes me think about Christmas, because for a really long time, God's people were waiting for a Savior. They had all these ideas about how He would come, and when He finally showed up, He didn't come in the way they expected. He didn't show up in a big and powerful way, but He came as a baby, and that unexpected way was actually the best gift. Christmas reminds us that God doesn't always work in the ways we expect, but His plans are always better than we can imagine.
So it was fun for me to be part of that little surprise because I knew it was coming. And so when you're part of the surprise and you know it's coming, it's really hard not to say anything and to ruin it. My wife and I came close several times because we knew for probably 2 months before it was going to happen that this was happening. So when she planned this little FaceTime, she's like, "Do you think they would do it Friday night?" I'm like, "Ask them." And so she texts them, and they all played it off well, knowing that they were flying in Friday night, and she didn't know that. Anyway, ruining the surprise is something we try not to do when we're in on the secret. But today, I get to talk about the angels. And one of the cool things about the angels in the story that we just heard is that they got the special gift of being able to give the news of the greatest and best surprise the world had ever seen and has ever seen. I don't know if you've ever thought too much about the angels. Sometimes we just hear this story and we think, okay, so they show up and they give the news and they sing a little bit and then we move on. And I started thinking more about the angels and why would they be so filled with joy to be able to share this message of Jesus coming to the earth as a little baby. And I started thinking about them, and sometimes we get it backwards. Sometimes we think Jesus didn't exist until He came to earth as a little baby. We forget He's eternal. He's always existed. And sometimes we think the angels have always existed when they haven't. They're created beings, just like we are. And so it's interesting to think, one of the reasons I think they were so excited to come and give this news to the shepherds is because they knew Jesus. It tells us in the first chapter of Colossians, when it's talking about how incredibly great Jesus is, that He was before all things, and that through Him and for Him, everything in heaven and on earth has been created. Meaning, the angels were created through Jesus and for Jesus. Which means as long as the angels existed, they knew Jesus. They were created to serve Him. They were created to worship Him. And so the angels would have known very well how incredible, how awesome, how good, and how powerful Jesus was. And they also knew how broken this world was and how desperately people needed a Savior. And we don't know all that they knew. I don't think they knew all the plans of what was going to happen. They didn't have all the knowledge like God does. But I know this. When it came time and God said, I want you to go tell them that Jesus is coming, they would have been extremely excited because they knew he was needed and he was good and he was the only one that could do what he came to do. And so they got this awesome task to come. And then that's where this story begins today. It tells us that this one particular angel got to be the one to show up first. And so the shepherds are doing their thing. They've got their sheep there. They've got their plan for the evening probably, and they weren't expecting this, but this angel shows up. And that would have been quite a surprise for them. They didn't know that was going to be coming. And it tells us this. Hold on, let me find it. But the angel said to them, oh, sorry. And there were shepherds living in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And here we go. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. Raise your hand if you think you would be terrified if you were just doing your thing and an angel showed up. It wasn't normal, even in the Bible times, for angels just to appear and show up and start talking to you. And we know that angels are probably incredibly awesome looking. If you were to see one, it would probably be a little bit overwhelming. But it tells us that the glory of the Lord shone around him. I think that's more than anything else why they were terrified. In fact, if you just go back with me real quickly to the Old Testament, when Moses went up onto the mountain to get the Ten Commandments a second time, and he asked God, can I see your glory? And if you remember the story, God kind of says yes, but he says, I'm going to have to protect you because it's too much for you. In fact, if you were to see my face, it would kill you. So I will show you my glory, but I'm going to have to hide you in a rock, and I'm going to have to kind of cover you up, and then I'm going to go past you, and you can kind of see the back of me. And that's all he let Moses do. And it tells us that when Moses came down from the mountain, he was shining with the glory of God, because he had been in God's presence. So every time he came down, he put a veil on to cover and protect people from the glory of God. I have a feeling that's kind of what's happening here, that this angel had just been in the presence of God, and he was sent to earth to these shepherds, and when he shows up, this incredibly awesome power and glory of God was shining all around him, and the shepherds were terrified. And so then he gives them this message. It starts with this, which is always seems to be the message when angels show up. Don't be afraid, because it's natural to be afraid. He said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy. We're talking about joy today for all the people. And this is what the message is. This is the good news right here. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And here's going to be your sign. Here's how you're going to know. Go and look, and you will find a baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger. I would think if they had more time, they probably would have looked at each other and said, the Savior's going to be hanging out with a baby? That's weird. They didn't realize at the time, I don't think, that the Savior was the baby. They figured it out, but they didn't have time to have that conversation, because as soon as the angel said that, blam, angels everywhere, a host of angels. In fact, if you just kind of look at what it's saying, it's not saying like a little choir of angels. It's this idea of like a great army of angels. Probably hundreds or thousands of angels appear, and they start singing, and they start glorifying the Lord. And so first, you have the angels who know Jesus, and they know he's good. They come next, and they share the good news of who he is, and that he's here. And then third, God gets glorified. So let me read the end here. They start singing, all of them. It must have been so overwhelming. And imagine the brightness of the light and the glory of God. They say, glory to God in the highest heavens, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. It's a message of hope. It's a message of joy. And it's a promise of peace for the people who God has chosen, who love him and will give their hearts to him. Now, I can imagine when they were planning earlier in their day what their evening was going to look like, what they were going to do or talk about or maybe eat after they tucked the sheep in for the night. This was not in their plan to have angels show up to give them the greatest news that had ever been given. But sometimes God interrupts our plans, just like Paige was talking about. Sometimes he comes in and we have one plan and he's got another, but we can trust, just like this situation, that his plans and his timing are always best. And Truett's going to come up now and he's going to share a story with you about a time that God did that in his life as well.
As some of y'all know, we started going to this church about 3 years ago, almost to the date. We left our old church in the middle of my freshman year, and I still remember the exact moment when I got told we had to switch churches. I wasn't happy about it, I will admit. I had one of the best youth pastors there in Matt Bruner. I grew up at this church for the first 15 years of my life, was super involved with everything there, and all my friends that I grew up with from school went there as well. So getting told we made a decision to switch churches was heartbreaking to me. So we started trying out new churches. We either didn't feel right about the church or it just wasn't the right choice for God in his eyes. We found out about the Kirk one day and decided to try it out. It was the Sunday before Christmas when we were trying out, and I got introduced to two of the students there and became friends with them. A few weeks later, in mid-January, my dad got the kids director job here, and that meant we officially started going to the Kirk. Now, at first, I didn't like it. I was missing my old church badly, and I wanted no part of the church's youth group at first. It took a while to adjust, but once I got adjusted, it just clicked. I met amazing people. Oh, what the heck? It was just amazing, and coming here opened so many doors for me. I met people who become lifelong friends like Tyler and Levi. I met adult leaders like Chris Zamonic, Steve Nightingale, and Colin, and many other leaders who changed my life for the better. Through this church, God has helped me become a better and more diverse leader in church and sports. It opened up a door for me into coaching junior high kids in the morning with my coach, Corey Wilson. This church has helped me build confidence in being open to talking about my faith outside of a church setting, in sports, or even in another country when they don't speak English. I can go on and on about what God has done for me in my life through this church, but by far, this has been the biggest surprise joy in my life.
And so I know we all know this. The unknown can be scary. We can all think of situations in our lives where we didn't know what was going to happen next. We didn't know if that next bill was going to get paid. We didn't know if that family member was going to pull through. We didn't know, but God knew. God knew from the very beginning. He has it planned out. He knows what's happening in our lives. And we find that whenever we trust in God, whenever we allow God to be a part of our lives, he steers us in the right direction. As long as we depend on him, as long as we trust in him, he is going to be with us and get us through. And that's the story of Christmas. Christ coming from heaven to earth to be with us, to be our Lord, to be our Savior, and to be our friend. So real quick, I want to go back to the shepherds. We're going to read just a little bit. Luke chapter 2, verse 15. This is what it says. When the angels had left the shepherds and gone back to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. And then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had seen and heard, which were just as they had been told. Now, we're told a lot of times the shepherds were probably the lowest of lows, the dregs of society, these stinky guys hanging out with sheep out in the fields. I did actually read, there's some scholars who think that these shepherds were possibly priests who were taking care of the sacrificial lambs, getting ready to be led to the slaughter. Either way, we know that these shepherds didn't know Jesus. They had heard about him. They had heard there was going to be a Messiah. They had read the prophecies, but they didn't know Jesus for themselves until they went and met him. The Bible tells us that they didn't just meet the Jesus. They didn't just meet Jesus. They didn't just see Mary and Joseph and be like, "Oh, that's awesome. That's great." And then go away. But it says they returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. So what's that tell us about joy this morning? It tells us that joy is a pattern. The angels, they had joy in knowing Jesus beforehand. They got to bring the good news to the people of earth, to these shepherds. The shepherds, when they met Jesus, they returned with joy, praising God, glorifying him, and telling everyone about the great thing that had happened. It wouldn't have been enough for the shepherds just to leave it at this joy, this happiness. They had to go share it. They had to tell what they themselves had experienced. And it's the same for us. I can tell you, whenever we went through that time where we transitioned churches and stuff, it was rough. It was not, we could have done a whole lot more to talk about it. It wasn't an easy situation. But I can tell you that whenever we got here, we knew that God had a place for us here. We knew multiple people here in this room I've got to meet and get to know. And God had a plan. I didn't see it. True didn't see it. Bless you. My family didn't see it. But we knew that God had something for us. And it's been amazing. When we trust God, when we know him, he's going to take care of us. He's going to walk with us. He's going to help us get through those hard times. Because it's going to be for his glory that we see Jesus and we know him and share him with other people. The joy that we attain from God, who loves us deeply, must be shared outside ourselves. When we experience it, we can't help but share it with everyone around it. We get to spread the joy of God to the people of earth. As we continue in the Advent season, let's hold on to that joy. Let's take it and not keep it just to ourselves, not be super excited just for ourselves, but be excited that God has come to the world. He stepped down to be with us, to share the love that he has for us in the world, and to use us as his hands and his feet to shed that joy. Let's get excited. We have a front row seat to see what God is doing, so let's do it. Let's share the joy this Christmas season. As we have Christmas Eve service, as we're out Christmas shopping, let's be the people of God that he's called us to be and share that joy with those that are around us. If you would, if you'll bow your head, close your eyes, let's pray for just a second. Lord, we thank you for being awesome. God, we thank you that we, day in and day out, get to be in your presence, get to hang out with you. God, we thank you that the love that you show us isn't just for us, but it's for Tulsa. It's for the world. It's for the people that you love. So Jesus, make us a vessel today. Help us to be that conduit of joy to share with others. Lord, help us to be the people that you've called us to be. We love you, Jesus. Thank you for all you are and all you do. It's in your name we pray these things. Amen.